Hot FM News with Monique Matsipala.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Vice President Mutale Nalumango has urged the Tonse Alliance to formally register if it wants to be officially recognized. Responding to a question from PF Mukushi South Member of Parliament, Davis Chisopa, on why Tonse Alliance members were arrested on the Copper Belt last week, Mrs. Nalumango has advised the opposition to notify the police before holding meetings, adding that the Public Order Act is clear on procedures for public gatherings. The Vice President has also challenged the opposition to persuade Zambians to re-elect them, rather than merely stating that they will return to power after the August 13th general election.
The so-called Alliance who were arrested, they need bring evidence that the Tonse actually put notification to the police. Did they? And who is the Tonse? Is this a registered entity? All those are questions they should be able to respond to. We have got to put ourselves together and go for ourselves to Tonse. Then we go against the Tonse. And we should be attended to as an entity recognized. Please do the right thing. Go register your Tonse if you can.
Meanwhile, Mrs. Nalumango has clarified that the issue of alleged water pollution involving phenol metals on the Copper Belt has not been closed. She was responding to Nalolo Member of Parliament, Imanga Wamunyima, who sought clarification on whether the matter has been concluded.
Today is operating, but it doesn't mean that they have restored the cleaning up. Hope I'm saying something here because I'm speaking without notes. That doesn't mean that they are fully, and yes, because it has taken a bit of time, I'll ask for a break. There were areas where we needed to do the cleaning in the river, but you can be assured that the issues of contamination of water is no longer an issue from time.
As President Hakainde Hichilema prepares to attend the Nkwala traditional ceremony tomorrow, the Patriots for Economic Progress, PEP, has reminded the head of state that the park infrastructure promises to Eastern Province remain 100% unfulfilled. PEP President Sean Tembo says in 2022, the president attended the Nkwala ceremony in Chipata, as well as the Kulamba ceremony in Kachete and the Malaila ceremony in Mambwe, where he pledged to complete the Kachete-Chamida border road, Chipata-Lundazi-Chama road, Kachete-Chagiza-Chipata road, and Chipata-Mambwe road, and to open the Kachete fruit factory. He said the project had been initiated by the previous PF administration, but stalled after the 2021 general election. Mr. Tembo says the president repeated the same promises during the three ceremonies in 2023 and again in 2024. He said during the Kulamba ceremony in August 2024, he went further and named the Kachete Chaguza Chipata Road after himself. However, there has been no progress on any of the projects. According to Mr. Tembo, as of 2026, the president's promises on the project remain completely unfulfilled, stressing that their completion would have significantly boosted economic growth in Eastern Province and the country at large.
As patriots for economic progress, we are greatly bothered by the ease with which the president is unbothered by his unfulfilled promises. It appears that the president does not find it important for him to keep his word. The president does not seem to have any remorse or shame that his promises continue to remain unfulfilled. This makes us to wonder where, among his priorities, the president stresses the people of Eastern Province.
Ghana's High Commissioner to Zambia, Elizabeth Nyantakyi, says the recent state visit by Ghanaian President John Mahama marks a historic turning point in Zambia-Ghana relations. shifting corporation from goodwill to practical partnerships in mining, agriculture, and infrastructure development. Speaking during the Red Hot Breakfast Show, Ms. Nwantaki said the two countries continue to enjoy warm relations rooted in the historic bond between Zambia's first Republican president, Kenneth Kaunda, and Ghana's first president, Kwame Nkrumah. She said President Hichilema and his Ghanaian counterpart have reaffirmed their commitment to boosting trade under the African Continental Free Trade Area, with a focus on job creation, education, and stronger private sector collaboration. Ms. Nwantaki has also emphasized the need for diplomacy in resolving global conflicts, noting that wars continue to separate families, particularly women and children.
Zambia and Ghana have warm and cordial relations, and they have shared historic experiences within the framework of Pan-African Idols, within the framework of African unity and democratic experiences. And the relation between the two countries was strengthened by the bond of friendship between the founding fathers of Zambia and Ghana, Dr. Kenneth Kaunda and Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. These are two great Pan-Africans who fought for the liberation of Africa, for slavery and emancipation of from colonial regimes.
The 73-1 movement has urged politicians to refrain from making tribal remarks as the country approaches the general election. Speaking at a press briefing, movement patron Bishop Billion Fuller said tribal sentiments risk dividing the nation and undermining development. He has stressed that political campaigns should focus on issues that promote unity and national progress rather than exploiting ethnic differences for political gain. Bishop Nkula has further called on the public to reject leaders who use tribal rhetoric in their campaigns and instead prioritize competence, professionalism, and integrity when selecting representatives. And movement chairperson, Reverend Navy Samboko, has urged all stakeholders, including political parties, civil society organizations, religious institutions, and the public, to work together to foster peace and national cohesion.
The Hutchison Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
In business news, the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, says the capital market reported strong growth across key performance indicators in 2025, reflecting rising confidence among both institutional and retail investors. SEC Director for Market Supervision and Development, Nonde Chuchilima, has revealed that total savings mobilized increased by 53% from 221.7 billion kwacha in 2024 to 338.4 billion kwacha in 2025. Speaking during the fourth quarter 2025 media briefing, Mr. Chuchilima has also noted that the market capitalization to GDP ratio reached 50%, surpassing the long-term capital market master plan target of 33%. He said investor participation grew by 117% to 1.7 million investors in 2025, signaling broader access to capital market products.
What you noticed is that for the transformative period for the Zambian capital market, characterized by a lot of growth, a lot of investor participation, and sustained regulatory development reforms led by the Commission. Savings mobilized increased 53%, rising to 338 billion by the end of 2025. This was driven by increased participation, especially in collective investment schemes, where we saw the number of investors rising to 1.7 million investors as at the end of December 2025.
Good news. Come to